Lassoing Criminals. Ah, could it be anything to do with our little music here from a well-known movie, which Matt Porter can recognise straight away, I'm sure. Magnificent Seven.
Yes.
Yes. Good film. Good
Very
film.
Good.
Sorry, I've drifted off for a
it
moment.
It was remixed, actually, a few years ago by the KLF.
Was it?
They called it The Magnificent, yeah. It was it was to do with the when there was occupation in Serbia.
Right.
So there was a radio station there in, I think it was called B97 or something.
Yeah.
But, I think it was Belgrade, yeah. And, yeah, they did a remix of that.
Oh,
it's quite good.
Oh, thank you for that. I shall search that out later on. Not. Matt's our gadget man with us every week on the show. And he's had a thing about bikes that help him pedal. And battery bike is the latest one, isn't it? B-A-T-R-I? Battery?
Yes, B-A-T-R-I bike. Yes,
yep.
This is the battery bike. Granite Pro, or Granite Pro, depending on where you come from. It's a battery bike. It's a battery assisted bike, as in the previous two that I've reviewed, which gives assistance. So it's called Pedelec, which gives you pedal assistance. So if you pedal, it will drive a motor which will help you along as well as you pedal, so it gives you assistance. But the difference with this one is, because it's made under UK regulations, it has a throttle, so that you have on the handlebar, if you switch it to throttle mode, you don't have to pedal at all. It will just take you along at 15 miles an hour quite happily.
Is that the governed speed, 15?
15 miles.
The others were 15 miles an hour.
They're all
as well,
15
they?
Miles
yeah.
an hour. The law in the UK and Europe states that bikes can be assisted or can up to 15 miles per hour. And if you stay below that, if the governing stays below that amount, then you don't have to have tax, MOT, insurance. You can ride on cycle tracks, etc. In Europe, they have to be pedal assisted, so you have to rotate the pedals in order for the motor to kick in. The UK regulations actually allow a throttle. So there's kind of like a mixture of two laws we have here at the moment, which will be...
So basically, you know, it's a slow moped that you can pedal.
Yeah, it's a very slow moped, yeah. It was doing 15 to 16 miles per hour. The first day I cycled it back home, because it was delivered to work, I actually did pedal, because I was used to doing that. And then the next morning I thought, right, I'm going to see if I can get to work without pedalling at all, which I actually was able to do, apart from one very steep hill where I got to the top and I had to give it assistance, because it simply hasn't got the power to get somebody up a very steep hill. So you just pedal along and help it, and off it goes again. And then I found that I was just using it as a throttle electric bike, which is really good, actually, especially off-road. If you went along the cycle lanes and, you know, the pathways and things like that.
Perhaps we should have these instead of horses for the special constables.
I think it's a very good point. If you use it purely on throttle, it has a range of about 20 miles.
Not bad, is it?
So that isn't bad. If you pedal it on its lowest assistance, you should get about 60 miles, which is good. Mm. You know, to be fair, 20 is probably enough for most people in a day. It's about 8 miles between my house and work, and I was plugging it in when I got there to charge it anyway. It was unnecessary. But then I found I was going off to the local cafe and going bits and pieces and doing little errands, going to Tesco's, all of those sort of things. And it was very, very good and quite quick as well. You'd be surprised how quickly you can get about on them. It was a very good bike. It had suspension and all of the things you'd expect. Again, because it's got a big battery on it and a motor, it does make it a lot heavier than your average mountain bike would be.
And the most important thing for me, I'm afraid, is the seat. So what's the seat like?
The seat has got a lovely gel-filled seat with suspension, with a spring-loaded seat. So it's actually got a little suspension thing underneath it. Very comfortable indeed. In fact, I found the whole thing, it was lovely to ride. It goes back today. It's been picked up this afternoon. I did do some calculations this morning on the back of an envelope to try and work out its miles per gallon. And I worked out that if you just do it with electric, you know, power, you would get about 400 miles per gallon. So it costs about, if you were to charge it every night, that's 30p. 30p to charge it to give you 20 miles without having to pedal, although you're going to get far more than that if you do pedal. So on an average year, you'd probably be paying £78 in equivalent that you'd be paying in petrol. If you were to do 20 miles at 30 miles per gallon, you would be spending about £1,040 a year without paying for tax, insurance, MOT and all of those other things. So as a way of getting around, it was really, really good. Mm. You know, it did make me think, is it a plausible way of getting backwards and forwards to work?
So would you use it more than you would use a traditional bike?
I think you would, because because of the weather was not very good this last week or so. It did rain a couple of times, and you get the normal sort of reaction from people saying, ha, 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 you're going to get wet, and all of those sort of things, pleasant sort of comments. But actually, I didn't find I got that wet at all, and if I was to use it something like that on a regular basis, I'd probably get some waterproof waterproofs to wear, and you're really not any worse off than anything else if you're on a motorbike, for instance. So, yeah, definitely. You'd be using it every day because it's... because it doesn't require a great deal of effort. You can put the effort
it's easy,
in.
Yeah.
You can cycle. And I was cycling on the back from Tuddenham yesterday, and there were two cyclists in front of me who were struggling, and I sort of breezed past them. And in fact, I made it so it was pedal assisted because I felt I couldn't just roll past them freewheeling because that would really be rubbing it in. But it was very, very good. This particular model is £1,095. It is the top of the range model they do. They do other models that are slightly cheaper, but you're looking at about £1,000 for this type of bike. Mm. However, because it's got a throttle on it, it really was very, very good.
You liked it, didn't you?
I thought it was excellent.
Best one of the three that you've tried?
It's difficult because I like the Smart e-bike as well for other reasons. This for probably day-to-day use, yeah, it was great. Mm. And you could recoup the cost of the bike
in a year.
So
someone perhaps is, you know, getting older, maybe has a slight disability or something like that, but still wants to go out cycling...
Yes.
This would be a really good thing to
Interestingly enough, the local dealer for battery bike is the Motability shop in Tower Ramparts in Ipswich.
Oh, okay.
So if you go in there, they will be able to tell you all about those type of bikes. Battery bike don't sell direct anymore. They do have an online presence, but they don't sell direct. They only sell through dealers. The nearest one is the Motability shop or whatever it is in Tower Ramparts. Yeah, so... It's well worth going and having a test ride on something like this because you are surprised. My wife had to go on Friday, so I could do a bit of filming of her on from my bike, and she was just zipping off up the road. So,
okay.
There you go.
If you want to read the full review and the reviews of other gadgets, including the other bikes that you've looked
at, just to
do the comparison, the web address is...
TheGadgetMan.org.uk.
TheGadgetMan.org.uk for reviews of the battery bike, the other bikes, and all the other gadgets as well. TheGadgetMan.org.uk.
That's right.
Great to see you. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design at Walderingfield is our Gadget Man. The latest traffic and travel on the way. Then it is lyric competition time. Your chance to be a winner on the show today.